Herzlich willkommen zum Amundi Austria Podcast. Im Gespräch heißt unsere Podcast-Serie und diese Ausgabe trägt den Zusatz Special Guest, because this edition is recorded in English language. My name is Angelika Varga from the marketing team of Amundi in Vienna and I welcome Mr. Wafa Amadi, Head of Global Thematic Equities at CPR Asset Management in Paris. Today we will talk about biodiversity. Marketing information. Welcome, Mr. Wafa Amadi.
Thank you for having me.
Head of Global Thematic Equities at CPR Asset Management in Paris. CPR Asset Management is part of the Amundi Group. Can you give us a short insight what CPR Asset Management is doing?
Yes, with pleasure. CPR Asset Management is 100% subsidiary of Amundi. We're managing currently somewhere close to 60 billion euros of assets under management. And we have four main activities. One of them is being thematic equities, which I'm heading. We have quantitative equities, as well as cross-asset and fixed income and money markets.
Mr. Amadi, what is biodiversity?
Biodiversity is the living fabric of the planet. It encompasses all natural environments and forms of life, as well as their interaction. In another word, biodiversity is an ecosystemic service we all get from the planet Earth, as individuals or as companies.
So it's the wood and the sea and all the animals we are.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, we can go more in detail if you want. We can talk about the three levels of biodiversity. There's the diversity of ecosystems, forests, mangrove, you can imagine many other. Diversity of species, animals, vegetables, whatever. And within the same species, we have the gene diversity. We have many different, let's say, fishes. They're all fishes, but the genes are not the same. So there are three different level of biodiversity, at least.
So why is it so important to talk about biodiversity and to preserve it?
It's absolutely fundamental, because of, you know, over-exploitation of resources, because of pollution, because of land repurposing, because of, you know, more and more invasive species. And for all these reasons, the planet's limits have already been exceeded. And it's high time for us to take action to restore and to reverse this trend.
So biodiversity is also threatened by climate change. Why are these two topics often seen as two different topics from many people?
Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't be seen differently because they're very closely intertwined together. Actually, climate change is a part of biodiversity. They cannot go one without the other. And one of the ways we have in order to restore biodiversity, or at least not to destroy it going forward, is to be, you know, compliant once again with a transitioning to low carbon economy. That's one of the ways of actioning it, you know. So they're very, very close, and I think I can say that pretty much they should go hand in hand.
Why is biodiversity an important topic for the Amundi Group?
Well, Amundi has always been very vocal on many subjects, the transitioning into low carbon economies. Amundi has signed the Net Zero Asset Management Initiative, for example. Amundi has been very vocal for, you know, some time in natural capital preservation. Amundi has been very local in social cohesion and many other subjects. So Amundi has been a very engaged actor as an asset manager in all these fields, and biodiversity is no exception. You know, we engage with companies as an asset manager in order to ask them to have more virtuous practices And there are many work streams only in biodiversity, less pollution in oceans, no plastic. These are all different ways for Amundi to express its engagement, among others. I will not, you know, go through all of them, to tell you that we are very vocal and very active in the engagement field with companies in order for them to understand what it's, you know, needed to be more compliant, biodiversity restoration.
What can a company do to preserve biodiversity?
There are many things a company can do. At least the first one, and we just, you know, touched a word about it, it's about climate change. They have to transition into a lower carbon way of producing what they're doing, you know, functioning. This is absolutely capital. They have to be conscious by doing what we call circular economy, by exploiting less, by reusing what has already been extracted, for example, by recycling it, by using more and more renewable energy as a primary source of energy. All these are extremely, let's say, easy to say. They're more, you know, structuring for a company to implement, but this is the way they should go.
To preserve the planet as a whole, in fact, no?
To less deteriorate at this stage, hopefully going forward, to restore going forward, yes, the biodiversity and the nature. Yes, absolutely.
How can biodiversity be an investment topic?
Well, biodiversity is both an investment topic and a transversal risk we have to take care of as investors and companies alike. They have to include that in their way of functioning. It's very close, I could say, in this field because, you know, we're talking about transitioning into a more nature-positive stance, and for companies, they should start perhaps changing the production processes in order to integrate a little bit more biodiversity-friendly way of doing things. And all these, put aside, will create investment opportunities, changes we have to accompany. And for us, this is obviously a very long-term, not just for 1, 2, 3 years, a very long-term trend we have to tackle. And it has just started, not the fact that we have exceeded planet's, you know, capacities, but the fact that we are more and more conscious and we have to tackle the question very quickly. So for us, the opportunities it brings, the changes it implies for companies, all these are investment opportunities we try to seize, and as well to manage as a transversal risk.
I like the word you used, biodiversity friendly.
Yes.
Can you give me some more examples what can be biodiversity friendly?
Well, once again, it's about how we can integrate in the way we implement our production, what it's needed. Because at the end of the day, what we will be asking from a company is not to do something it's not meant to do, right? We're not, I don't know, asking an advertisement company to go and reforest a former parking. You know, this is not the purpose, even though it would be nice, but we will not ask them this. We will just ask companies to be very conscious about the recycling, about their water footprint. We ask them to be compliant with a, you know, lower carbon economy and how they have to implement all these different steps into their production process. And it will start by there. And this is what we will be asking from companies.
Maybe you allow me to ask a personal question.
Please.
Have you already made some specific changes in your personal life to preserve biodiversity? Yeah.
Yes. I think we have all done so, and all of us are rather conscious, and it starts by very, you know, small gestures, small things at our level. I think we're more and more conscious about the circularity, and I was mentioning it for companies. We can apply it to ourselves. We can recycle. That's the very obvious thing. We can use less water. We can use less material and reuse what has been used rather than producing it again and again and again. And at this time, for us, these are small gestures. I have actually included in my daily life. I think most of us have done so. And it starts by just being conscious and take little steps.
So everyone can do something.
Everyone should do something.
Thank you for the interview.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
This podcast is for information purposes only. It's not a recommendation, financial analysis or advice, and does not constitute a solicitation, invitation or offer to purchase or sell any of the funds or services described herein in any jurisdiction where such offer, solicitation or invitation would be unlawful. All investors should seek professional advice prior to any investment decision in order to determine the risks associated with the investment and its suitability. The podcast is aimed exclusively at private investors and professional clients resident or domiciled in Austria and may not be distributed to US persons in accordance with regulation S of the Securities and Exchange Commission in accordance with the US Securities Act of 1933. Any opinions or statements made represent our views as of a particular date and are subject to a change without notice. The key information documents and the prospectuses of the investment funds offered by Amundi in Austria are available to interested parties free of charge in German or English in their respective current versions at www.amundi.at. Please note that the management company may denotify arrangements made for marketing as regards units or shares of the fund in a member state of the EU in respect of which it has made a notification. Information on sustainability-related aspects can be found at www.amundi.at/privatkunden/nachhaltig-investieren/Weberblick. Information status, February 2024. www.amundi.at/privatkunden/nachhaltig-investieren/Weberblick.